Good morning. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And did you hear the song they just played? Our God what? Reigns. If he was still in a tomb, he couldn't be our reigning Savior. Amen? Aren't you glad for that? I know that we are. Welcome to our Easter service here at Lake Hazel Bible Church. We are so grateful that each and every single one of you have chose to come and join with us this morning. Hopefully when you came in, you received a bulletin. If not, please make sure that you get one on the way out, because there's a lot of important information. So if you have one, open it up. Let's kind of go through some of the things. There's no Sunday school today because it is Easter. We had our Easter breakfast. If you weren't here to join us for Easter breakfast, shame on you. We had lots of food, lots of really good food. We had lots of good conversations around the table. So maybe you might want to put that down for Christmas, because we do the same thing at Christmas, or put it on your calendar for next Easter as well. So on Tuesday night, men, we have our leadership team meeting here at the church at 6:30. Wednesday, we have Joy Bible Study. And Joy Bible Study, Joy, for those of you that aren't aware, Joy stands for Just Older Youth, but you don't have to be an old person to come and join us for Bible study. You just have to have the time available to be able to come. And we've been studying God's Word, and it's just been precious, the things that we've been learning. Thursday night is Awana. Saturday, ladies, there is Coffee Connection at 10 a.m., and there's details about that in the bulletin. That's why it's so important for you to be able to make sure that you have a bulletin. I just want to, again, remind you that our Daily Bread has put out a booklet entitled Brought Together Through Jesus, Seven Easter Reflections. After today, they'll be obsolete. So if you want one of those, you'll need to grab one today. And so at this time, Robert, I don't know where he is. There he is. is going to come and share an announcement with us.
Yes, morning, everybody. Happy Easter. In the bulletin, you might see that next Sunday is Pastor Sam's birthday. And you might be asking, well, how old is he? And, well, he's been married longer than, I'd say about half of us have been alive. But it is in the bulletin, if you're curious how old he is. So this is a big benchmark for Pastor Sam. We're going to do a cake next Sunday in between service and Sunday school. And we're also doing a card shower. Well, what does that mean? Means no gifts, but if you want to write some nice words down for Pastor Sam and Becky, write them on the card, send them in, make sure it's nice and mushy so he cries a little bit, or a lot. But we just wanted to make sure to invite everybody. Next Sunday, Pastor Sam's birthday, we're gonna do a cake and kind of a mini celebration.
No, you can clap next week, because if you clap now, I may not make it. Jesus may come, and so I may not make it. But anyway, I'm so excited about being able to share that special day with you next week. So my birthday is actually next Sunday. Not this Sunday, next Sunday, okay? So yes, just like I embarrassed you, you'll be able to embarrass me next Sunday, all right? Okay, well, are you ready to worship? Are you ready to worship a risen Savior?
Yes.
I know that I am. Let's get after it, worship team.
All right, would y'all stand with me this morning as we get started? This is like Super Bowl for Christians today, because it's the day of resurrection, the day that Jesus secured for us a future and a hope. The truth of his promises is made real today because of that resurrection. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch
witch's bed. Jesus, my Savior, vainly they seal the dead. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Christ the Lord is risen today. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, is now thy sin. Alleluia. Dying once, he all dost save. Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave. Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Fight the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise. Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led. The grave, the skies, alleluia. Vain the stone, the watch, the seal, alleluia. Christ hath burst the gates of hell, alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise, has opened paradise. Alleluia.
Please be seated as we continue this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, he lives. Yes. So when we sing all these songs about Jesus' resurrection, we're singing about hope. We're singing about life. We're singing about a future that he has secured for us. Praise him.
I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Would you pray with me? Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you today for what you did at that cross on our behalf on Friday. And we thank you, God, for raising Jesus from the dead as our hope, as the confirmation of promise. Lord, we look to you today for all things, for strength, for life, for future, for security and identity. And it's all secured in Jesus because he walked out of that tomb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is a victory. Set me free, hallelujah. The death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free, hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living. Death, where is your sting? Oh, fear, where is your power? The mighty King of Kings has disarmed you. Delivered and redeemed, eternal life is ours. Oh, praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. And all throughout eternity, our song will be the same. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Every victory is yours. Every victory is yours. You rose, you reign. Death is buried in the grave. Hell could not defy your name. You rose, you reign. One name holds every victory. One voice that silences the enemy. One King who reigns for all eternity. Say it with me. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Shine, Jesus, shine. Land with the Father's glory, place, Spirit, place, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Give the Lord a round of applause today. Come on, he's worthy of our praise. Woo! Hallelujah. I wore my tennis shoes today because it's a day for dancing. It's a day for joy. So, as we sing this next song, it's about Oh, the realization from Peter's perspective that he is alive. Ushers are going to take this morning's offering. The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. Well, there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. So we both ran toward the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high. 'Cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet as I looked into his eyes. Love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Wow. Are we blessed or what? Well, thank you so much, worship team. He's alive. Let that soak in for a moment. He's alive. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to the person sitting next to you? What does that mean? He's alive. My prayer this morning is that you know exactly what that means. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. All right, children, come on down. We'll get you sent off to children's church. I like that. It's cute, Jack. Only Jack, right? One in every crowd. It's okay, buddy. All right. Father, thank you for the reminder of these praise songs and these hymns that mean so much to us at this time of year, that have been given to us as a gift from the authors of those hymns, from the ones who penned the words and the ones who put the music together to remind us that our Savior is alive. 3 days after he was taken down off of that cross and put into a borrowed tomb, he came walking out in victory. And the victory isn't only his, the victory is ours, because we can believe in him for the promise of eternal life. We can believe in what it is that he did for us on that cross, as he took our guilt, as he took our shame, as he took the debt of sin that we owed before a holy and a just God, and he paid it for us. Not because he had to, but because he loved us enough to do that for us. And Father, I pray that as we hear your word, Father, and we hear more about what it means to know that Jesus is alive, may it touch our hearts, may it touch our minds, but more importantly, may it touch our lives in such a way that when we leave this place, we will leave different than when you brought us here. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. While they're being dismissed, turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter 16. It comes down to this. It comes down to this. Jesus has risen from the dead, and he's the center of our faith. He has gained victory over the grave, and there's only one reality, and that's the resurrection of Jesus. But this morning, I wonder if we have stopped marveling at the miracle of Easter. Because our culture is captivated and amused by the Easter bunny, marshmallow peeps, Easter baskets that are filled with chocolate Easter eggs and Easter eggs of assorted colors, new clothes, and all kinds of entertainment. For some, they are so focused on being amused and entertained, they are no longer moved by the miracle of the empty tomb. And here's what I hope we learn this Easter. Instead of living to amuse ourselves, let us live in awe of Jesus, who came back to life to give us life and life eternal. You know, when individuals encountered Jesus after his resurrection, they were filled with astonishment and awe. The song that the worship team led us in right before we started the message this morning reminds us of that. There was astonishment and awe when they went to the tomb and the stone had been rolled away. And the tomb was what? Empty. I wonder if we've become so familiar with Jesus that we've lost our respect of him. The trappings of the worldly celebration of Easter can numb us to the astonishing meaning of the cross and the empty tomb. Remember that Easter is not just a holiday. It is the holiest of days. What did Jared tell us earlier? It is the Super Bowl for us as believers. In our vocabulary today, though, there's a new word called wonderlessness. Wonderlessness is a state of lacking wonder, awe, or even curiosity. It describes a mindset or condition where we feel disconnected from amazement because we are seeking to amuse ourselves with worldly things. Recent research indicates how scrolling mindlessly through videos on TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube can lead to increased feelings of boredom rather than the alleviation of those feelings. Wanderlessness is often linked to apathy, cynicism, and complacency, which can dull our senses and lead us into spiritual paralysis. You know, when we read the Gospels that tell us about the life of Jesus and the ministry of Jesus and what it is that Jesus came from his Father to earth to be able to do, we read that those who interact with Jesus while he was here on earth were never passive or bored with him. It was difficult to be apathetic or to just ignore him. Jesus made people angry, astonished, amazed, in awe, and afraid. People either fought against him or they put their faith in him. And the same is true today. He is either rejected or people believe in him for eternal life. There's no middle ground. Let me just share with you a few reactions to Jesus from just the Gospel of Mark. And they were all amazed so that they questioned among themselves, Mark chapter 1, verse 27. And they were filled with great fear, Mark chapter 4, verse 41. And the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him, Mark chapter 5, verse 33. And they were overcome with amazement, again, Mark chapter 5, verses 42 and 43. And many who heard him were astonished, Mark chapter 6, verse 2. And they took offense at him, Mark chapter 6, verse 3. For they all saw him and were terrified, and they were utterly astounded, Mark chapter 6, verses 50 and 51. And they were astonished beyond measure, Mark chapter 7, verse 37. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified, Mark chapter 9, verse 6. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him, Mark chapter 9, verse 15. And they marveled at him, Mark chapter 12, verse 17. Now this word astonished or awe can be defined as fear mingled with reverence. The English Bible translations use the words awe or awesome exclusively to refer to the person and the power of God. You know what this tells us? People had a sense of awe toward the Savior when he was alive. We see the sense of wonder when he died on the cross for our sins. Matthew chapter 27, verse 54 says, when the centurion and those who were with the centurion, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, truly this was the Son of God. And the empty tomb caused three women to marvel at the miracle of that first Easter morning. So let's look at our text. Let's start in Mark chapter 16, and I'm going to read down through verse 4. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. After waiting until the Sabbath was over, these three women bought spices, including myrrh. You know what? Think back to one of the gifts of the wise men. They woke up early on Sunday to go to anoint the dead body of Jesus. And as they came closer, they realized they did not have a plan for how to roll the exceedingly large stone away from the entrance. So with heads bowed with grief, their steps slowed with sadness. With eyes downcast and hearts heavy with loss, they looked up and saw the stone had already been rolled away. The women carried their spices, symbols of death, not knowing that death itself had already been defeated. Look at verse 5, Mark chapter 16. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. They experienced horror at not finding the body of Jesus while encountering the presence of the angel. It's no wonder they were alarmed. And the word alarmed means to be utterly amazed and overwhelmingly distressed, to shake and be beside themselves in alarming astonishment. The marvel of that moment was not just in the angel's appearance, but in the truth that death had been defeated. Listen to the proclamation of the angel, verse 6 of Mark chapter 16. And the angel said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him." And in one of the Gospels, the angel inside the tomb says, "He's not here." Just like he told you when he was in Galilee, when you came to see him, he wasn't going to be here. When you came to the tomb, the stone would be rolled away. The tomb would be empty. He told you that. And now, look, see the place where they laid him. The angel knew they were looking for Jesus. So he told them the marvelous news that Jesus had risen and was no longer in the tomb. And to help them process all this, the angel pointed to the place where the body had been laid. And the place where the body had been laid is what? Empty. No one there. Jesus has risen, not metaphorically or symbolically, but physically and triumphantly. And this is the center of our faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." And after displaying the evidence that Jesus was no longer there, after displaying the evidence of the empty tomb, the angel gives them a mission and a message. Look at verse 7. "But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Even though the women were given a clear responsibility, their response was still one of awe and uncertainty. Look at verse 8. "And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." This miracle was so startling, so outside the realm of what they understood to be possible, that it left them trembling and bewildered. Having been in the presence of something miraculous and entrusted with an unbelievable message, they were shaken to the core. Let's walk through verse 8, phrase by phrase. They fled from the tomb. To flee means to move hastily as if from danger, to escape as quickly as possible from the unexpected. For trembling, this word refers to reverential awe, deep dread, and terrifying fear. These women, they were used to births and deaths, not resurrections. And astonishment. This is the idea of beyond belief, bewilderment, amazement, and wonder. It is also translated as sacred ecstasy by having all your senses suspended. They struggled to fully comprehend what had just occurred and were in awe of being eyewitnesses to an act of God that changed all of history. Had seized them. Fear, trembling, and astonishment were controlling them, or more literally, holding them fast. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. These women were hushed to holy silence. This means they couldn't speak because words failed them. Their silence was a natural reaction to the marvelous miracle of what they had just encountered. Can I remind you this morning? that the message of Jesus' resurrection can never be silenced. The words, "He is risen, he is not here," have echoed throughout history all the way into this moment right now. It's time. It is time for us to marvel at the miracle of Easter. So this morning, what is your response to Jesus? Do you believe in him for his promise of eternal life someday in his presence? Do you know him as your Savior? If you cannot answer those questions with a yes, make this the Easter that you come to believe. Because Easter is not just about what happened to Jesus. It is also about what needs to happen to us. It's time for us to marvel at the miracle of Easter. In 1930, a Russian atheist named Nikolai Ivanovich addressed a huge assembly on the topic of atheism. He spoke for 1 hour, trying to dismantle Christianity. When he finished, he looked out at the crowd and asked if anyone had questions. Silence filled the auditorium. Then one man got out of his chair, came up to the platform, and stood right next to the communist leader. He looked at the crowd and he shouted out an ancient greeting that was well known to many Russians. "Christ is risen." The people immediately rose to their feet and responded thunderously, "He is risen indeed." Let's marvel this Easter at the miracle of Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. So let's end this Easter message in a spirit of awe by standing together and proclaiming that Jesus is risen. I will say he is risen, and you respond, "He is risen indeed." Let's stand. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Very good. Father, thank you for reminding us in this service this morning of what Easter is all about. And Father, may we marvel at the miracle of Easter today. Father, may we not get so caught up in all of the trappings of how the world celebrates Easter. Father, may we truly hold on in our hearts and in our mind the fact that Jesus died on that cross for us. He said from that cross, "It is finished," telling those that were there and telling us even today that your work of redemption from the condemnation of sin has been completed. He did that for us. He was taken off of that cross. He was put into a borrowed tomb. And 3 days later, he walked out of that tomb. He's not some spiritual dead leader. He's our Savior. He's alive. He's risen. And because he lives, there's nothing in our lives that we can't go through. Because he lives, there's not a need that we have that he cannot meet. Because he lives, we can have the assurance that someday, because we believe in him for the promise of eternal life, that when he comes to get us, we will go to where he is, and we will be there forever and ever and ever. He's alive. He's alive. Our Savior is alive, and because he lives, we are the better for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God sent his Son, they called him Jesus, he came to love, heal and forgive, he bled and died to buy my pardon. Savior lives.
life is worth the living.
And life is worth the living just because he lives.